Sagt er nicht so weiter, man sagt es mir nach, es ist Perig Yud Aleph, Mishnah Ches. So what did we learn? Until now, we learned that every Shabbos, they put the lechem upon him on the Shulchan, and the two Bezichi Levayna. The next Shabbos, they burn the new ones and remove the old ones. Then they burn the Levayna on the Mizbeach, and that's Matir, the Chalos to be eaten by the Kehanim. That's doing it right. And now we're going to see different ways of how it was done wrong. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, Sidur es Alechem Shabbos. If someone arranged the bread on the Shulchan on Shabbos, es ha-bezichem li'acher Shabbos, but he took the two bezichei levayna instead of putting it down on Shabbos when he was supposed to, he did it at one point during the week. Let's say he put it down on Sunday, a day late. The hikter is habezichem b'Shabbos. Then he burns the spoonfuls of levayna on the next Shabbos. Right, the next Shabbos he comes in. Ah, very good. Bring in the new chalas. Take out the old chalas. Burn the levayna on the mizbeach. No, you have a major problem over here. The levayna was not together with the chalas on the shulchan for 7 days. So you're burning the levayna too early before it had a 7-day period on the shulchan. Memela, the chalas aren't good. So the mishnah that ain't chayavin alei mishim pigul nice of the tummy. The fact that the chalas aren't good, that could save someone. Because let's say it was pigul. Of course, you remember what pigul is, right? What the kohen had in mind during the avodah. In this case, it would mean, explains the Batanura, that he was makta the levayna, thinking, the kohen was thinking he's going to eat the lechem tomorrow. Or nicer, that's kachin that's left after the deadline. And then the person eats it. The tamei, or let's say someone ate these chalas when he was tamei. Normally there would be a chi of karis, but for eating these chalas, there would not be a chi of karis because they're not kosher lechem upon it. They didn't have haktar of a levayna that was on the shulchan for 7 days. It was only on the shulchan for 6 days if he did it on Sunday. If he put it there on Sunday. And of course, if he put it later in the week, you for sure don't have 7 days. Here's another problem, a possible problem. Sidur es halechem v'sebezichem b'Shabbos. Or at least he put it down right. He was misadda the bread and the spoonfuls of levayna on Shabbos. But the hikter is habezichem l'achar Shabbos. When did he burn? He jumped the gun. He didn't wait out the whole week. But after Shabbos, he burnt the levayna. So very nice. He left the bread on the shulchan until the following Shabbos. But it's puzzle because you burnt the levayna too early. This is a set. Bread, levayna. You have to remove the bread and the levayna on Shabbos and be makta the levayna. When was he makta this levayna? Last Sunday? That's why the chalas aren't kosher. The ain chayavin alei mishim pigul naisa v'tami. Again, same thing over here. You wouldn't be chayiv karis. Not for pigul. Not if when he was makdred, he had a mind to eat the lechem tomorrow. Not for noiser. Noiser is not chal on the lechem. It's not royally achila. And if someone ate it while he was tummy, there would not be a chi of karis. It has to be valid kachim. If a tardik a person can eat it, one is chayiv if he eats it when he's tummy. But if a tardik a person, if a tardik a kind couldn't eat this, then one is not chayiv for eating it when he's tummy. Now the third thing that went wrong. Sidur es halechem es habezichem li'achar Shabbos. He put both the lechem and the bezichem, the spoonfuls of levayna, on the shulchan after Shabbos. Again, let's say on Sunday. V'hikter es habezichem b'Shabbos, and he was makdir the levayna the next Shabbos. Pasul, the bread is pasul. Again, the levayna was burnt before being on the shulchan for 7 days. So we know this already. Why is the Mishnah telling us this? The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush over here. If he didn't burn the levayna yet, even though he put on the lechem and the bezichon after Shabbos, there's an eitzah, keitzad yasa. What could he do to prevent the bread and the levayna from becoming pasul? Yanichena l'Shabbos haba. Leave the bread and the levayna on the shulchan until the next Shabbos. In other words, that would be the third Shabbos. By that time, the levayna was there long enough with the lechem. And the mela could be burnt on the mizbeach and the bread could be eaten. Either this bread will be 2 weeks on the shulchan. It's not a problem. Because the shulchan is not mekadosh bread until Shabbos comes. So if he only put the bread on Sunday, it doesn't get its kedusha till the next Shabbos. So therefore, it doesn't become pasul because it was there too long. He put it on Sunday. It was laying there. I can't explain why it was laying there till the next Shabbos, but by the next Shabbos it receives its kedusha, and then you have 7 days, the right amount of time. That is what the Mishnah is now going to explain. Sha'afilu hu al ha-shulchan yomim rabim, meaning 6 days, ein bekach klo. It doesn't bother me at all. Yeah, but if it's there too long, it becomes pasul belina. Only after it gets its kedusha. And he put it on after Shabbos, so it didn't receive its kedusha until the next Shabbos. And therefore, ein bekach klum, it's not a problem. Okay, so there's the right way to do it, and in our Mishnah we saw three wrong ways to do it. But in the third way, there's a way out of it. The right way to do it is the lechem upon him and the bezichim are put there on Shabbos, they're taken off the next Shabbos, and we're makter to the bezichim. The first wrong way, to put the bread on Shabbos, that's okay, but then to place the levaina there after Shabbos. Then you wait till after the next Shabbos, and you're makter the levaina. But the levaina wasn't there for 7 days. It wasn't there from Shabbos to Shabbos. Therefore, the lechem is pasul, because the levaina is matir the lechem upon him. And there wouldn't be a chiyah for pigul nicer v'tameh, because it's not kosher. Second way of doing things not right. Let's say you put it on the right time. You're mesadah the lechem and the bezichin b'Shabbos. But instead of being makdir the levaina the next Shabbos, he didn't wait the next Shabbos. He was makdir the levaina during the week. Even though he leaves the lechem till after Shabbos, but it doesn't help. You were makdir the levaina too early again. In the previous case, you put the levaina on too late. Now you're being makdir too early. The lechem is pasul, is no chi of a pig on of a tummy. Third problem. This one has a shtickle solution. Maybe. Sometimes it does. He put both the lechem and the bezichin on the shulchan after Shabbos. That are before Shabbos, after Shabbos. Then he's makdir the bezichin on Shabbos. So it's pasul. Didn't have the 7 days. But just because he put the lechem and the bezichin on after Shabbos, if he wasn't makdir the levaina yet, he still has a way to fix this. You simply leave it on the table till after next Shabbos. It's been laying there almost 2 weeks. The first 6 days don't bother me. Because until Shabbos comes, the lechem upon him doesn't get its kiddush. And memela, it doesn't become pasul belina. So he shouldn't have put it on after Shabbos. But if he wasn't makdir the levaina yet, there's still a way to save this lechem upon him.